We're on the telephone with Bob Hartzler, who is a professor of agronomy and an extension weed scientist at Iowa State University. And Bob, you have just released the 2015 herbicide guide for Iowa corn and soybean production. So talk about that. Now, this is something you update every year, right?
Right. We just try to keep growers aware of any new products or changes in approach to weed management that might be out there.
Yeah, and so let's talk about the 2014 growing season. Did you see, I guess, any new developments as far as weed control, weed management?
I'd say there's wasn't anything out of the ordinary. For a lot of growers in the state, the big issue was the wet period we had during planting season, and it really complicated getting things done in a timely fashion in terms of weed management.
Okay, so let's talk about what's new for 2015. What kind of things are you talking about? What kind of recommendations do you have here?
I'd say that there's not anything really new out there. Most of our active ingredients are off patent, so every year there's a slew of new products that generally are mixtures of some of the older herbicides. And one of the things we stress is that with these new products, most of them can play a good fit in a weed control program. But it's really key for the growers to determine what the active ingredients are in those herbicides, and also determine, what the rates of those ingredients are at the use rate of that new product.
And as far as what we have coming down the road here, I know there's some things working through the regulatory process. You know, how big are these going to be in helping us out?
A lot of people would like to be able to predict how big they're going to be. And so, the big ones that, are getting the press are the Roundup Extend soybeans that will be resistant to dicamba, and Dow's Enlist corn and soybeans that will be resistant to 2,4-D. And growers are really looking forward to those products because of the problems we're having managing water hemp here in Iowa and most of our surrounding states. That's the driving weed for most fields. And as water hemp continues to evolve resistance to our existing herbicides, additional tools are needed, and so the dicamba and 2,4-D do have good activity on water hemp, and so I think there's quite a bit of interest in those two products. With the dicamba crops, those are fully deregulated, but the new dicamba products have not been approved by EPA yet, and because of foreign approval of the Enlist crops, there's going to be limited availability of the Enlist corn for 2015. So those will most likely have their impact starting in 2016.
Okay. You mentioned water hemp. Other weeds, I know there's been a lot of talk about Palmer amaranth.
Right. And that's a concern here in Iowa. My viewpoint is that we need to be vigilant and do our best to prevent its spread. But I feel if farmers address the water hemp problem, they should be in pretty good shape in terms of preventing Palmer amaranth to get established. Both of them are pigweed species, and so the programs that work for water hemp also will work for Palmer amaranth. And so if we step up our management for water hemp, I don't think, at least for the near future, Palmer amaranth is going to be a big problem for growers in Iowa.
Now, I know you folks always stress, too, that producers need to be using non-herbicidal tactics as well.
Right, and that's where it's difficult, because our entire production system is based on herbicides. And so non-chemical tactics just don't easily fit into the programs. it's not as easy as plugging in a new herbicide, but because of the increasing rate that resistance is spreading across Iowa, wherever we can fit these alternative tactics in, I think it's important. I always like to stress that going to narrow row spacings is the simplest approach, just because going to narrow rows increases the rate that the crop canopy develops, and that is your strongest tool against the late emerging weeds. And with water hemp, that's our biggest problem, is maintaining full season control. Those late emerging water hemp, you know, they may not impact yield that particular year, but they increase the size of the seed bank, and that just complicates weed management in the future. And narrow row spacings is the simplest way to reduce problems with those late emerging water hemp or any other weed species.
Any other comments on the herbicide guide that, I guess, as far as anything new this year?
Yeah, nothing new. Again, I think the key is just to know the herbicides you're using, what their site of action, you know, what the herbicide group number is, and make sure you're using a management system that includes a number of effective herbicide groups against your problem weeds. Don't rely on a single herbicide to control your weeds.